With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. At a campaign rally in South Carolina, Republican presidential candidate Governor Ron DeSantis says he'll take action if he's elected.
We've got a lot of problems in this country. I don't think I need to say much about the problems. I think we all know it, and I think we're a lot of short on the solutions right now. I look at these guys in Washington, and they're like chickens with their head cut off. They don't get anything done.
In the meantime, DeSantis was set to appear on several Sunday morning TV talk shows, but his campaign suddenly canceled those appearances. Campaigning in New Hampshire, former President Donald Trump remains very confident of victory.
With your vote 4 days from now, we're going to win another historic victory in the great state of New Hampshire, and then we're going to defeat Crooked Joe Biden, the worst president in the history of our country.
Also at SRNnews.com, thousands of pro-life advocates rallied yesterday in Washington at the annual March for Life. Speakers urged the impassioned crowd to capitalize on the major victory in the Supreme Court and keep fighting until abortion is eliminated.
O Heavenly Father, good comforter, and Lord Jesus Christ, creator of all things, you knew us from our mother's womb and ordered the world for our salvation. Protect your babies, both born and unborn. Guide their parents. Reveal to us the ways which we should walk today and every day.
The bitterly cold weather across much of the United States in the last 8 to 10 days, taking a toll, officials now say at least 55 deaths have been attributed to the winter blast. This is SRN News. The American Academy of Pediatrics goes all in on transgenderism.
The country's premier child doctors association says states that ban sex change operations on kids are engaging in, quote, state-sanctioned medical neglect and emotional abuse. A statement by the AAP also calls efforts by state governments to keep youngsters from undergoing those irreversible surgeries in an effort to live as the opposite sex are, quote, transphobic and prejudicial. Healthcare experts in Europe are calling the AAP statement unethical. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers debating further whether to forego more than $1 billion in federal K-12 education funding annually. The problem is the money comes with federal requirements. Those requirements say state schools promote the LGBT agenda. This is SRN News. As many as 121 unmarked graves in a former black cemetery have been discovered at a military base in Florida.
MacDill Air Force Base officials say a non-intrusive archaeological survey performed over the past 2 years identified 58 probable graves and 63 possible graves. The base hosted a memorial service in 2021 and dedicated a memorial on site to those buried there. Officials plan to expand the search area this year and will continue to work with the community to determine how best document the site and pay respect to the people buried there. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Sales of previously occupied U.S. homes fell in 2023 to a nearly 30-year low as mortgage rates climbed to the highest level in more than 20 years, and that, in essence, pushed home ownership completely out of reach for many Americans. More details at SRNnews.com.